Good morning. We are starting Masechta Shabbos Perek Yud Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. We have previously learned the concept of Hotzah Midoraisa, of transferring from one domain to another, only applies if a person does an Akira in a Rishus Hayachid and deposits it or is Meniach or Hanacha in another domain. So now our Mishnah is going to try to explain to us what happens if you put it down in a rabbinic domain known as a Carmelis. Hamotzi Acholim. Let's say somebody takes out foodstuffs on Shabbos from his house. Unesanan ala skufa, and he puts them on the threshold of the house. And the Gemara explains that this skufa, this threshold, is a Carmelis. Right? It must be something that's 4x4 tvachim. It's got to be between 3 and 9 tvachim off the ground. So bein shechazar the hotzian, bein shehotzian acher. Potter, right? Whether he brings it back into the house, into the Rishus HaRabim, or bein somebody, whether somebody else takes it and brings it to the Rishus HaRabim, Potter, you would be exempt from the Isser Doraisa, because the person divided up the Malach in the process. The fact of the matter is, the Akira and the Hanacha needs to be direct from one Rishus Delraisa to another Rishus Delraisa, from the Rishus Hayachid to the Rishus Haramim, or from the Rishus Haramim to the Rishus Hayachid. Now, Kupa Shimalea Preros, let's say a person has a basket filled up with fruit, and he takes it out of his house on Shabbos, Unesana la Skufa Chitzona, and he puts it on the outer threshold. And what's the deal with the outer threshold? In other words, in front of the house, towards the Rishus HaRabim, which is less than 3 tefachim, which is considered a Rishus HaRabim Gemura, a full-fledged Rishus HaRabim. So, afagav shirov peros mibachutz, even though most of the fruit in the basket is on the outside in the Rishus HaRabim, potter, he still would be potter. Achiyotzi es kol akupa, until he takes the entire basket outside, right? Why is that? In other words, the end of this mission is trying to teach us that if it's one complete chefetz, you certainly aren't going to be chayav until it's all taken outside. But even though the chefetz over here holds a lot of different pieces, notwithstanding, it's still going to be pater, because they're all put together under the same rubric, in this case, under the same basket. Now, a Mishnah Gimel, our Mishnah is going to come and teach us that a person is not going to be chayiv for carrying from Rishus Lirishus unless he does it in a normal way. But if he doesn't do it in a normal way, he does it with a shinoi, so then he would be pater from an onesh mezid or from a karban. Hamotzi bein bimino bein bismolo, biso cheko o akseifo, chayiv shekein masa b'nei kas. Right? If a person carries in a, whether he carries with his left hand or his right hand, or against his chest, or on his shoulder, he's going to be chayiv. Why? Because that's the way the Levim carried as well. Avodas HaKodesh aleihem bakotzei biso, that they carried on their shoulder. Right? However, says the Mishnah, kila achayado baraglo bepivu bemarpeko baosno besaro bepundaso ubepielamata, if a person carries on the underside of his hand, or with his foot, or with his mouth, or with his elbow, or in his ear, or in his hair, or with the money belt open, the money belt opened upside down, or between bein bepundasa lechagaluko, between the belt and the shirt, ubisvas chaluko, or if he puts it in the hem of the shirt, ubeminalo, or in his shoe, ubisandalo, or in his sandal. Potter, in this situation, a person wouldn't be chayav midoraisa. Why? Shelo hutzi kiderech hamutzian. He didn't carry it the way that people who normally carry. So in the end of the day, in order to be chayav, one needs to do an akira and anacha direct, without any shinui. If any of these conditions is not met, then the person will not be chayav midoraisa for carrying on Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning.